There's also this contention in this article. There's always this idea that everything that we do as National Socialists have a dark backside to it. Like, we're doing everything with vicious intent. So, for example, if we say that we want to repatriate a lot of people that don't belong here because we want to save our own people from ethnic extinction, white erasure, that makes us evil, because then we automatically want to kill all these people. We want to gas them, or we want to drown them. We want to just exterminate them. Because we couldn't possibly mean that they just step on a fucking plane and go home. You know, that couldn't possibly be the plan. We have to murder them all, you know. Makes sense.
Yeah, so, they're trying to tie reasonable things like what you said to crazy things, and making sure that anybody who could maybe think in a different way stays in the fenced-in area, right?
Mm.
So that's what they're talking. They're talking, you know, real nice and reasonable. Like, reasonably, people think this, that we'll do this and this, and these people think that, and this is what they are. So, and some. The readers, you know, looking at this saying like, yeah, I want to be reasonable. I don't want to be that. This person, you know, and this is a nice paper, right? So this is just more psychological tricks that she's pulling.
Yeah, it is. It's perpetuating this idea that we're always malicious. And then tying to the environmental question, like, we couldn't possibly want to save the environment. We couldn't possibly want to live in a nice natural environment in our home countries, where we're not cutting down all the forest and scraping out all the earth for all the minerals and just destroying the place for capitalist gains. That couldn't possibly be the case. So we must have some sort of vicious agenda behind it all.